Jessica Tramontana. She is the spokesperson for Progress Michigan. Jessica, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What is Progress Michigan?
Progress Michigan basically is a citizens watchdog group. So what they basically do is we receive support from online supporters as well as labor and progressive organizations. And basically what they try to do is not only comply with all state and federal disclosure regulations, but we also try to make sure people are aware of different issues. So educating people about voter suppression bills that are going on right now, making sure people are aware of alternative energy options, things like that.
Why is your organization having challenges with GM?
You know, I wouldn't even say challenges with GM. We just think that GM is a leader across the state, and they're leading our turnaround right here in Michigan, and we think that it's time for them to show real leadership, and that's by dropping its ALEC membership. You know, GM does a lot of great things and employs countless Michigan residents, and, you know, we're calling on them to drop or cut ties with ALEC. And we also have had a petition circulating, and nearly 9,000 Michigan people have backed us and signed that petition calling on them to do the same thing.
What's wrong with ALEC?
You know, I think it's multifaceted, and I think what's kind of scary is a lot of people don't really understand what ALEC is. ALEC is short for the American Legislative Exchange Council, and basically what they are is a secret lobbying group that they're behind a lot of legislation. So, for instance, Stand Your Ground gun laws or the voter suppression legislation. And how they work is ALEC gives corporations a voice and a vote. And basically, that helps shape model bills for state legislators, and then the state legislators will submit them as their own. Which, you know, to me, it seems really scary that corporate lobbyists are basically allowed to draft bills that are passed by our state legislator.
You know, it's interesting to think that there are a lot of organizations out there that do that. They basically have a skeleton bill, and they try to find support for those bills throughout the state.
Tony, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I can give you two examples. You know, Rep. Dave Ajima, he had basically sponsored a House bill. It's 4305. And it mimicked ALEC's model of no sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants act. And also Rep. Tom McMillan, he had a bill, it was 4050, House Bill 4050, and it compares to ALEC's model, Freedom of Choice and Health Care Act. So, you know, there are examples of things like that, and I'm not saying that it doesn't happen elsewhere, but, you know, it's almost scary that the legislation that's being driven isn't based on the needs for legislators and the districts they represent or the people they represent, but more so what this huge lobbying group supports.
What's the antidote for ALEC, if you will, as James just mentioned to me?
You know, I strongly believe that people deserve to know who's running our laws. And I think, you know, GM should follow suit with a lot of other major corporations and really drop its ALEC membership. And we're talking major corporations. The more and more people learn about ALEC, the more and more concern I think that is raised. And, you know, other corporations that have dropped ALEC in recent weeks, we're talking big groups including Amazon, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Procter & Gamble, Kraft. So, again, I just think it's something that a lot of people aren't necessarily as aware of as they could be, and I think that education is the key here. And, you know, I think that GM really has an opportunity to set an example for everyone in the state.
As a global company, do you think GM's afraid of 8,800 people?
You know, I know 8,800 people or 9,000 people doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. And I really think that numbers like that, that's what should drive legislation. It's those types of grassroots efforts that really can ignite passion and change in Michigan. And I think a lot of people are thirsty for change. And I think GM is a huge driving force in change. I think that they employ a lot of people and they're doing a lot of great things. But, you know, we also have Ford and Chrysler who are also doing great things for our state, and they're not members of ALEC. So, you know, I think that GM should do the right thing and follow suit.
What exactly can you tell us about the relationship that GM has with ALEC?
Well, GM, you know, basically they're a member of ALEC's Commerce, Insurance, and Economic Development Task Force. So That task force recently adopted 3 anti-collective bargaining bills, or model bills, like I was talking about earlier. They were introduced by the conservative Mackinac Center for Public Policy. So, you know, like I said, I think every Michigander should be proud of GM's turnaround and the recovery that they've had, but we also think that people deserve to know who's writing our laws. And, you know, the GM should really drop its ALEC membership.
All right, Jessica, before we let you go, if people want more information about Progress Michigan, where do they go?
They can go to our website, progressmichigan.org. We have all kinds of information about that. And we also, you know, if people want to have an opportunity to sign our petition, they're more than welcome.
All right, thanks so much.
Enjoy your morning.